Hi everyone, this is Amy Serafini and we have a special interview today with Irem Saeed, who is a good buddy of mine. I talk to her often on the phone, and although we've never met in person, and she is super awesome and I'm so glad that she is with us today. Hi Irem, how are you doing?
Hi Amy, I'm doing great, thank you, and hi to your listeners. I'm super excited, not only because of the message that we're sharing today, but also because I don't get to do this often. I'm usually the one interviewing. And I don't get interviews.
I know.
The pressure is
Maybe. Yeah, I know. Interviewing the interview is like interviewing Oprah. You know, what do you do? So Irem has her own summit, From Heartache to Joy, that she's, I think she's in 3 years she's been doing this, and she has it run almost the entire year. So she has interviewed hundreds and hundreds of people, whereas I just have the two summits a year that are about a month each. So she's definitely got way more experience in this field than I have. And in fact, as I mentioned in the email, three speakers that were my best speakers, most popular speakers, not only for content but actually for package sales, all came from Irem and her training. So she definitely knows what she's doing, and we're going to talk more about that in a minute. And she also, she's really, what I love that Irem does with her From Heartache to Joy is that she's really involved with a mission to help women in Pakistan. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, Irem?
Sure, yeah. But before that, actually, if you don't mind, Amy, I'd like to go, you know, a little bit, maybe rewind 3 years ago. Why I even started this, and then what prompted me to do the Tell Summit business, and then I can talk about exciting things that I've been doing since then. But yeah, so as a lot of my listeners actually know this, is that I used to be a listener on Tell Summits. I was a Tell Summit junkie. My own life was in shambles. It was in ruins. And I, through Tell Summits, I was able to really recreate my life. And then an opportunity came where I was offered to take coaching and learn how to become a host of Tell Summits and how to produce these. And for me, it was like, wow, is this real? Can I do this? Because I'm already spending about 5 hours a day listening to Tell Summits. Wouldn't it be fun making money at it, too? And I did it. And since then, it's history. I completed a six-month course in 3 weeks. And I literally did not sleep more than 3 hours a day those 3 weeks. And I launched my first Tell Summit. And 3 years later, as I was sharing with you, my Tell Summit last year, just in 2014, broke the seven-figure mark. So in 1 year, we did more than seven figures in sales. So it has completely changed my life. What I forgot to mention, when my life was in ruins, I was actually going through my second divorce and was facing four different lawsuits, including bankruptcy, and I did go through bankruptcy at that time. But I was literally, really, truly broke. And then to be able to turn it around and to be able to say that the first 2 years actually combined revenues were in seven figures, and then the third year, just that year alone over a 12-month period was seven figures. So all in all, I would say we've probably done over $2 million in sales and revenues. Just a huge, huge blessing. And one of the things that has been a passion for me since as long as I can remember, I think even when I was a little girl, was to help women. Somehow women and children, that was always what I wanted to do. Not really knowing how I was going to do this as I grew up. And then, of course, went through my own issues for 20-plus years that I've been in the U.S., going through one divorce after another, being a single mom. And through these Tell Summits, though, through the income that I was able to generate, I started doing what I felt was my real calling, which was to help these impoverished women and children of Pakistan. And why Pakistan? Of course, because I am from Pakistan. I grew up there. Also because I feel Pakistan plays a very important role right now, globally. You know, it's a country with nuclear power. It is, of course, very unstable. We have had instability for years. There's a lot of violence, and I strongly feel, that if the women in the country got empowered, the country would stabilize. And so that's why, one of the reasons why it's been my mission is to help those women get education. So I started with a goal that I was going to help 100,000 women, girls get educated, and we've been supporting a school that has 130 children, so I'm kind of a bit off from my mark, but still making progress. and just started a shelter in Pakistan in December, just a month ago, which is going to be housing, it currently houses about 30 women, and these are ranging from girls that are 5 years of age. And I think I shared with you, there was one little girl who was released from bonded labor where her family had sold her into slave labor because they couldn't pay off the debt at 5 years of age, and she was sold into child labor. So we got her released, and the parents didn't want her anymore because they already have five or six children, and they didn't want another mouth to feed. So she's in our shelter going to kindergarten and was top of her class already. So really, really exciting, the possibilities that I see in what we can do in Pakistan for these women. It's just really, really exciting. And I fund all of that right now personally through, the income that's generated through the TEL Summit.
And that is awesome. And one of the reasons I wanted to bring that up is because I know everyone on this call and listening to this replay are very heart-centered and just really want to help people. And you might think, oh, these big telesummits, they're just trying to make money. And I have, been told that that's all you care about is the dollar. Otherwise, you would have, small energy workers from all over the world on it. But, yes, of course, it's a business and, income is important. But I love what you're doing with you're making is how you're giving back. And I think that's really important. I think a lot of people on this call can completely resonate with that sentiment. So yeah, I love that. And
thank you.
Love how important telesummits have been in your life. Boy, you had no idea when you were listening 5 hours a day how much more time you would be spending with summits.
I know. And my friends made fun of me because they thought I was wasting time because they couldn't really see, how is this affecting you, if it is affecting you? But I want to make a comment about something you said, which is so important, Amy, that TEL Summits are a business. People need to understand that first and foremost. And this is why we are such good friends, you and I, because we are both hosts of TEL Summits, and, of course, we're heart-centered, but we are also businesswomen. And it is so important for light workers to understand this, that in order to be in a place of influence, and we all understand this now, that we have to be, light workers need to be in a place of influence. Gone are the days when we were just happy doing, the light work on ourselves and on our community, and that was enough. It's not enough anymore. Look at the violence in the world. We need to step up. We need to step up our game, and we need to do this in a way where we are creating the influence. Wouldn't it be a better world if the actual decision-making about what happens in the world, on a global level, went into the hands of people like us? Wouldn't that be so much better if we were all talking about, let's love each other, let's not go to war? How can we solve this by sending you divine light and blessings and stuff like that? Wouldn't that be so much better? Nobody would talk about war. But it is serious, though, because how do you become a person with influence? There's only a handful of ways. Either you are a leader or a government or something like that, or you're someone with power, or you're someone with money, right? So what I have found, Amy, that so many times, because I coach light workers, that invariably, I would say 99% of the time, their biggest problem, why they have not been able to shine as much as they know they can, why they have not been able to serve in the manner that they know in their heart they were born to serve that way, they can't do it because they are stuck financially. And think about it, how clever is that paradigm? As long as you're stuck in your worries about your, paying the mortgage, paying your bills, as long as you're stuck in there, you're not going to be able to do what you were born to do, which is share your gifts. But if you got that taken care of, if you did not have any financial worry, how would you be showing up in the world? It's totally different. I mean, feel into that energy. It's powerful. So it's important for us. It's important for light workers to understand that a business is a business. The primary function of a business is to create revenues. But doing it in a manner that is heart-centered, that serves everybody, now that is beautiful. And you can totally do that. Telesummits are doing that, at least majority of them.
and they're making it possible for the light workers to serve in such a big capacity and generate the income. And so it's
absolutely
really, but if they weren't a business first, it would not be possible. So you're right. It's a very important thing that we all understand. Because I'm sure you get emails like that all the time where, people don't quite understand that. And I know that that's part of how you coach lightworkers. So how did you get started with your coaching program in helping lightworkers?
Well, just like everything else in my life, it was kind of, I was trying to solve a problem. So I had these people that I was interviewing, and some of them were my own personal favorite healers that I had used products of and just absolutely gained so much benefit, and I knew for sure that their stuff really worked. But I would host them on my calls, and they would not make any sales. And that hurt me as a TeleSummit because, of course, we have a daily expense when we run a show. You know, it costs us, and we have to make money. And then the healer, of course, was disappointed because they need to make money as well. They need to pay their bills. And I also feel that the people get disappointed because if they're not able to connect with that healer, if they don't buy a package, they're never going to be able to actually get that benefit. So for me, it was like a lose-lose-lose situation instead of a win-win-win. And I thought, okay, what needs to be done? Because there's some healers that come and sell like crazy, and they may not be that good at their craft, but then the ones that I really love were failing. So I thought, I really looked at it, and I realized there were a few components that were very essential, and it was really about presentation. How were they packaging themselves? How were they presenting it? Majority of healers don't know how to do that. You know, we're all very right-brained people, and therefore sales and marketing scare the bejesus out of healers, and they don't even want to go there. A lot of them have very deep resistance to selling. So I thought, okay, this is where I can help them. So I started counseling and coaching, and then I saw some really great results through few changes, just minor changes on their packaging and sales page. And then I decided, okay, I'm going to launch this beta coaching program, beta version, and I'll see if I can actually help these people. So I coached a few healers that were already well-known but weren't selling well. I coached them, and we repackaged, repurposed, and represented them. And they not only were very successful on my TeleSummit, then I offered to book them on other TeleSummits that were even bigger than mine, and they just took off. And that basically gave me the idea that, if I can do this so well for these few people, four or five people, I really need to do this as a coaching program. So that's how TSSC coaching was born.
And I love it.
TeleSummit Superstar Coaching.
TeleSummit Superstars, okay. I love it because you're in such a unique position to be able to offer this coaching because you know what sells and what doesn't sell. You know how to help people connect with their audience because you see it over and over again almost every day, what works and what doesn't work. And you know what sales, you know, and we'll talk about all the things that are involved in being in a TeleSummit, but you have such experience. I mean, there's very, very few people on this earth that could give this experience. And then when you throw in your natural talent of coming up with, helping people come up with products, you know, then it just throws it over the top. So yeah, that's a great, great combination you've got there. So when you talk about these products that they're selling, what do you mean by the products? I mean, I know a lot of people are familiar with Summits, but if you could talk about what a digital product is.
Sure. Sure, yeah. It scares people to even think about it because the majority of people don't know how to create a digital product, what is actually required. That's usually when their brain begins to shut down. And it's funny, even now when I get these people on the phone and I start talking to them, they'll say, Iram, I know what I want to offer. I think this is going to be great. And I'll start interviewing them like, okay, so what exactly do you do? What are some of the services you provide? And there will be 10 different things that they do, but they have no clue how to package that. It's like, how do I package me? They have no clue. And so that's where my expertise comes in, is I can really see what they currently have as a talent or as a gift and how best to present that to the world through TeleSummits. And so as an example, most of your listeners have probably seen MP3s. That's one of the most popular ways to deliver energy products as well is through MP3s. In today's day and age, people are in a hurry. They want stuff right now. They no longer want to wait for CDs to arrive at their door or read books and stuff like that. So MP3s are one of the most popular ways that you can deliver these products. And they're very easy to create once you understand. Really, all you need is your laptop with a microphone. Majority of times, as long as the quality is good, you can create those tracks. And then sometimes we do coaching classes. I teach them how to deliver the coaching classes. Those can be recorded. And the beauty of those is that you do a live class, you deliver that as a product. Let's say it's a live class that's delivered over 4 weeks, 6 weeks, and that's something that you've already sold, but now it's being recorded as well. So after the class is over, you have the recording, and that's a product you have forever, which is a digital product, and you can resell it as many times as you want to. So those are just a couple of examples. There's numerous ways now, of course, to create digital products and how to deliver them. It's really an exciting. Yeah, go ahead.
I think a lot of light workers, a lot of them do one-on-one work and maybe even hands-on work or in front of a person. How does that translate to a digital product if you're not with the person directly? How does that work for your energy healers?
Yeah, that's a great question. To be on telesummits, you really do need to have a modality that can be delivered via the Internet. Now, you can do sessions. Majority of people can do sessions on the phone or on the Internet via Skype. Some of my healers actually do remote healings where they don't need a person to be on the phone with them. They can just transfer and transmit the frequencies. That's another way of doing it, too. So it doesn't necessarily have to be in a digital format, as long as it's something that can be handled remotely. If only hands-on work is done, then that does create a little bit of a problem because you can't really offer products on a telesummit. And let me actually even explain the concept of telesummits, because a lot of people have no clue how huge these telesummits can be. We're talking about global audiences. And this is the part that, Amy, this is where the light bulb goes off when people are talking to me during those interviews, where they may have had healing practice for a few years, even 10 years, let's say, and they're used to doing sessions, one-on-one sessions, and they say, no, I have a pretty good book of business, and I have a regular client list, and I usually, when I ask them, even the best ones that have told me that, oh, yeah, I have a pretty big list, it's like 500 max. And when you and I both know, we're talking about thousands of people on these global telesummits, literally thousands of people. And when I tell them that you may launch on the telesummit and have thousands of people on your list, their mind stops working at that point. Really? Wow, how is that possible? Not only is it possible, we actually had this really funny thing happen with Lynn Waldrop, who's been on, I know she's been on your show. She's one of our students, and her website actually crashed. There was so much traffic while she was being interviewed. There was so much traffic that went to her site just to opt in that her website crashed, and she was shocked. And then we ran the replay and crashed it again. It's happened a few times to other healers that have been on my show that they just are not expecting the kind of traffic that comes through these telesummits, even healers that were experienced and they've done radio shows. I've had a speaker, Julie Renee, she's become very popular on telesummits, but she's a friend of mine and I kind of launched her as well. She had done hundreds of radio shows before she came onto the telesummit circuit. And when she did my telesummit, her website crashed as well. And she said she had never seen this kind of traffic. See, what's going on, Amy, is that imagine that you, as a healer, you're having, whenever you do a seminar or whenever you're trying to do marketing, you first have to convince people that what you do works. If you're an energy healer, you have to convince people that energy healing works. You have to give all this scientific data to support your, and you have to, you know, give the testimonials and examples that, look, this works. So you're getting a lot of skeptical people that you have to change their minds to really get them to work with you, whereas what telesummits do, we already have these audiences that not only believe in energy healing, they're actually hungry for healers that are good at what they do and that are gifted. And these people are basically saying, I have XYZ problem in my life, and I have chosen alternative healing or energy healing to be the modality of my choice. That's what I'm going to use. Now tell me where I can spend my money. That's literally what they're doing. So our job as a Tell Summit is to keep bringing these different options that, okay, this person is going to be best for you, or you can, you know, pick from these 20 healers that we've got and we'll interview them and you can take your pick. So it's just a whole different world. It's a whole different quality of audience than what you might be used to, even if you've been doing radio shows and stuff.
That's such a good point. I hadn't really thought of it that way, how much resistance there is. In the way I kind of got out of it, because who am I surrounded with? I'm surrounded with people that love this stuff, and it's so true. When I think back to when I was doing one-on-one, you know, first I had to go through the science and the reports and the, you know, test, you know, all this thing just to convince them to keep to try. I do EFT just to convince them to try EFT. Just try it, you know, and I wasn't even selling anything. So it's like, it's such a leap. It's such a leap that you get these people who are looking for it, and that's the audience you want to be in front of. You want to take advantage of people like Aram who cultivated these audiences for years. So yeah, that's a great point. It's just such a shift from doing one-on-one work at home. And you can still do that. It doesn't mean you have to change your whole business model to be now you're a telesummit person and that's all you do. You can still do one-on-ones as much as you like. But I'm finding a lot of them get addicted to the group, don't you think?
They do. And, you know, I wanted to mention that I was in a one-on-one session with a new student that we just took on to the coaching group. And he has been giving a lot of free sessions. He does amazing work, and he's been giving free sessions, like 15-minute sessions, to people that, you know, just so he can convince them that his stuff works. And then if they decide after that to work with him, then they, you know, pay him for something, a package or something. And I told him, like, take all of that off of your website. You are never going to offer a free session again. It's not going to happen. And I said, you will save that. You know, you will get a lot of requests on telesummits as well from people that just can't afford it. And then you will probably want to have, you know, 5 or 6 sessions that you want to gift people in a month. That's totally different, and that's up to you. But you are never going to work for free so that people can be convinced that what you do works. So he was laughing about it, like, oh, I would love that because half of my time is spent doing free sessions. But no more. You're not going to do it. Same thing with another speaker of mine. I think she's been on your, I'm pretty sure she's been on your summit as well, Maya. She used to do a lot of that too, and she's a sweetheart, just a generous soul. And she was able to quickly just change all of that business model. I mean, I've had speakers, Amy, that told me almost in tears that they are, and they're really good at what they do, and they love doing energy work, but they have never made more than $10,000 or $15,000 a year from their energy healing practice. And those same people, within a few short months, were making 6 figures. And you know that. You've witnessed that has happened. It's just crazy. It's life-changing for them. And then they're able to just show up so much more brilliantly. And they become these product-making machines. And it's a joy to watch them just evolve and, you know, just blossom like that.
Yeah, so they totally
really cool.
Love it. So can you talk about why is it so hard? So we kind of all agree Tell Summits are awesome and it could be a really good path for a lot of people listening. So why is it so hard to break into Tell Summits? What do you have to consider before you can ever get in?
Yeah, that's a great question. And what happens typically is that there are, Tell Summits that have pretty large audience, they know what they're doing, and then there are Tell Summits that are brand new. So you have to understand that there's not every Tell Summit is created equally. So once you understand that, then you realize if you go on these, you know, there's Tell Summits that are desperate for speakers, they're brand new, they don't know what they're doing, you go on that kind of a Tell Summit, they don't know what they're doing, you don't know what you're doing, everybody just is, you know, kind of at a loss, and you're lucky if you sell 1 or 2 packages, and that's it. So for a lot of effort, you don't get anything. The good Tell Summits, of course, like yours, like a few other names in the industry that are really huge, and mine, they are very, very picky about who they take on. Because, of course, every day that we host a show is a cost. There's cost associated, and we have to have a certain X, you know, dollar amount that we must hit in order to make our Tel Summit profitable. And so Tel Summits are very picky about taking on speakers that they don't think have enough experience. That's number one. Experience is key. They want to see someone that can deliver an interview, that knows how to talk on a Tel Summit, because Tel Summit is very different from radio, as I explained earlier. You have to have an interview crafted that is going to create sales. There is such a thing as selling too little or selling too much. You've got to strike a balance. You've got to know how to do that. Majority of speakers don't know how to do that if they're new on Tel Summits. And I'm talking about even experienced authors and speakers that could be world-renowned. But once they come to a Tel Summit, that interview just is not successful because they didn't know how to deliver an interview for a Tel Summit. So that's number one. And that makes everybody skittish, like, oh, God, I can have them. They're a big name, but if I don't make sales, this is going to cost me. So even for big-name speakers, we're very careful. The second thing is if your product is not professionally crafted, then our customers are going to be angry with us that we hosted this person and their product delivery is not professional, or the, you know, the sound quality is not good, or the value is just not there. You know, been there, done that. So the packaging is extremely important. And what products are selling. It's so funny, I still get speakers that had created products a couple of years ago, or they consulted with someone that said, yeah, this is selling and this is selling, or they bring CDs, and that does not really sell anymore. Tel Summits are evolving very quickly. Mm-hmm. People are very savvy. They buy hundreds of, you know, they spend thousands of dollars buying multiple products. And so you've got to know what sells today. So what sold in 2014 may not be the hottest product today. So you got to know what it's selling. What is the demand? Isn't it the easiest thing to do is to provide a solution where people are already demanding a solution, rather than trying to first convince people you have a problem and then say, okay, now I have a solution for you. So first you have to convince them they have a problem. So this is the opposite. Another reason why... you probably get a lot of requests too, Amy, from people that want to be on your Tel Summit, and I get so many requests. I don't see them. My staff sees them, actually, but we can't entertain it because we have to have that experience that I was talking about. They have to have products that are going to sell, and then majority of times the big Tel Summit wants you to have a list. It's all about the list because the telesummits grow their list. These gigantic, massive lists that telesummits have are grown from speakers promoting to their own list. So if you don't have a list typically of 8,000 or more, you're not going to be invited to a telesummit. And 8,000 is a huge number for a healer that's just getting started online. They're lucky to have 800. Most of them will have under 200. Most of my students have under 200 on their list. So that's some of the reasons why it's so hard to get on these Tel Summits.
And it's interesting, though, the thing about their list requirement. It's kind of a chicken and an egg thing. Well, how do I get a list if I'm not on the summit?
Exactly.
And how can I get in the summit without a list? And that's it is tricky, but I just want to say that the reason you want to be on the big summits is because they have a big list. And the reason they have a big list is because they have people with big lists on them. So I've had some people be like, well, that's not fair. And I just like, well, you want to take advantage of the big list. You want to get your name out there, but you're not willing to contribute. Now, there's other ways, and Irem has figured out a way around it, which I love, because if you are a really good seller, if you can really deliver your product and connect with the audience and people want to buy it, then there are some ways around it. So where you will take speakers that don't have a big list if they're very, very good at it. But you don't, you know, there's no way to be that good at it just out of the box with, you know, just like, hey, I'm sure I'm great, you know.
Yeah,
I'm just sure of it. You know, no one's going to believe you. So
I was even going to point out something very interesting, Amy, that when I first started the TSSC, because this was something that I was aware of as a Tel Summit host, that while we want big list speakers, we also want fresh content. We also want really good products because that's what our audience wants and that's how we can serve them the best. So telesummits are actually just as hungry for fresh content as a new speaker might be hungry to get on a big telesummit. But it's that little bridge. Somebody has to come and bridge that gap, which is what my coaching program does, because now it's interesting, and you know this, that I have agreements with some of the largest names in the industry, the largest telesummits, and these are huge. They are 10 times bigger than my telesummit. So if you can remember that I mentioned that a lot of my students have been able to create six figures since their launch on my summit, then you can imagine what they can do when they go to these bigger telesummits, which are way bigger than mine. So once I started launching students that were these top sellers, and my students usually are when they go to another summit, they are the top sellers or at least in the ranks of the top sellers for that summit as well, that now we just have this open door kind of thing with everybody. Like, oh, are they graduates of TSSC? Okay, we'll take them. We'll book them because they know that this person will have a very professionally packaged product. The products are going to be designed to sell. They're going to be priced to sell. That this person knows how to deliver the interview correctly. And that all the delivery of products, the sales page, everything is going to be done very professionally because it's actually handled by my team. So if you are an energy healer and the biggest thing that's been blocking you is IT and all kinds of, you know, like how do I create a shopping cart? How do I do this? None of that is your problem once you're in this coaching program because we handle all of that. And it's because I understand energy healers are mostly right-brain people. My closest friends are energy healers. And I know it scares the living daylights out of them, myself included. I hate technology. I can't figure stuff out if my life depends on it. So I have a team of virtual assistants that handle everything. So now a lot of times we're able to bypass the big list requirement with a lot of the big telesummits. But even when a big list is required, like you said, we have other ways and other agreements where my list actually supports the speakers when needed and when required.
Right.
Yeah.
But even just the fact that I was actually thinking when I was talking about other ways around it is by telling them how well they sold on yours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People are like, oh, okay. Well, I don't really need a list. I've already got a list. What I need is fresh content with someone who can deliver it because we know you're good. That's not the issue. That's not what a telesummit is. It's not a judgment of how good of an energy worker you are. It's how well can you deliver what you do? How well can you connect with an audience and how good is your product and how much value you can see in it? So that's really
about
the difference.
Sales. It's about the bottom line.
It is about sales.
Yeah, because it is a business decision.
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk about this program. And I just want to say I know several graduates from this program, and they're actually good friends of mine, and everything on this page is 100% true, and we'll even talk about the guarantee later. But let's talk about this, how the program works.
Yeah, I don't have a single person that has graduated or is in the program that will say anything negative about it. I'm just so blessed. I open it up usually where people, if they want to talk to the graduates, they can. And since you probably recognize a lot of the names, you can Facebook them and ask them directly too. But so this is TelSummit Superstar Coaching Program, and I know the name is kind of, some people are going, it's kind of cheesy. I said, no, it's not. That's what I was thinking when I thought superstar. Yeah, I want superstars because I'm not just doing this, Amy, to, you know, create revenues, which, of course, is part of, that is a business, too. It's a business model. But also because I really wanted to create this kind of like this movement. This is a movement for me. This is like, what if we had a team of people that are just superstars in professionalism? They're just in a class of their own as healer, right? So they are not only successful in their finances, but they're also successful in everything else they do, in the image that they project, and everything. So that's kind of why I came up with the term superstar, because that's what they are. They are superstars of the telesummit industry, and I am on fire because this year we're going to really blow it up, and we're going to make sure that there's a whole bunch of graduates from TSSC, because we're actually already changing the game. It's so funny. There are things we did in 2014 that changed the game. There are other healers now doing stuff that we taught, you know, graduates of TSSC, and other people are following suit, which I love, because that means we are raising the bar. We are actually raising the industry standard. So it's I just love it. So the first thing we do in the coaching program, once we take you in, it's typically between 3 to 6 months. I usually launch people, or I like to launch them within the first 4 months. There are some that have launched within 4 weeks also. Just depends on how ready they are. So it's a pretty in-depth program. You get a session with me to really understand how to package your services, how to create products. So we kind of, in that session, I go into a detail product outline, like this is exactly what we're going to do. So step by step, by the time you're done with me in that session, you will know exactly what to create for the TEL Summits and use that product for 6 months. So once you create it, it's good for 6 months. You can reuse it, and we take you on to different TEL Summits using that same package. So you get my expertise in what is selling today, what are the biggest demands that people have, and how to package you in a way that people are going to want even more of you. I've shared this example with you, Emmy, where one of my students that was a huge star after her launch came to me, and she wanted to lead with a modality that she was certified in. And when she was talking to me, I just kept saying, no, I don't want you to even use this certification. Avoid it in your bio even if you can, because what you've got is a real gift. And it was another modality that she was really gifted in, but she wasn't very confident about it yet, because she just didn't know if there was even any demand. She had no idea. And I told her, I said, are you crazy? This is going to be huge. And why she thought that there was no demand for it, because she didn't really see it on the TEL Summit circuit, so she thought, oh, this must not be in demand. And that's very logical for anybody, you know, watching just the TEL Summit circuit would assume that. But actually, since I was on the other side, I get all these emails and comments from people, I knew what was in demand. I told her, and she's been a mega, mega star. It's been huge for her. So you get that. You get one-on-one coaching from me on that, and we actually create your product blueprint together. I tell you how to go and create your MP3s, and you basically know everything you need to know after that session on how to create products. Then we actually launch you. That's after the coaching is done. You actually get launched on my TEL Summit, so you get a guaranteed spot. And then we also let you participate in various events that we hold on our through our Facebook page. And they can sometimes just – that one event can also be very profitable. And there's several things we do where you can interact with our community and you know, even increase your list. We don't give that opportunity to other speakers. Only my students get to do that. We also do help you in joint venture opportunities. And you know, Amy, where I've helped my students connect with you and do stuff as a joint venture opportunity. And joint ventures are simply where we help our students get connected to other healers or other TEL Summits where they may not be doing an interview, but they're trying to sell and cross-sell products. Again, that's another revenue stream. We also help students get bookings on other summits. So after they are launched, we actually help them get booked on other TEL Summits. And that's using my, not only my expertise and experience, but also my reputation. I am, of course, on speed dial with a lot of other TEL Summit hosts. They know me. So if you email them saying, I would like to be a speaker on your TEL Summit, your email is just one of hundreds that they usually ignore. When I email them saying, I've got a brand new graduate and we're looking to book them, they pay attention immediately because they know if they don't grab you, somebody else will. And most of these big summits want our students first on their summit. So that's a huge, huge plus. You also have live coaching calls. I do coaching calls typically every Wednesday. I have a live coaching call. So you're learning modules online So you get an invitation to our online membership where you receive modules, video modules on coaching that is going to teach you on not just how to deliver interviews, but how to craft your message, the best way to write copy, the also I teach how to continue to build your business. So that telesummits are just one of the vehicles that feed your business. It should not be the only vehicle. And you know, Amy, as a businesswoman, how important that is. So I have seen from so many other healers, experienced healers that have been on telesummits for years. And it's sad, but it's like if they don't do the telesummit rounds for 6 months, let's say, their business dries up. It's gone. And I don't want to see my students in that position ever. I actually position them in a way where once they've done 6 months on telesummit circuit and they stop doing telesummits for that year, they will continue to generate about six figures in revenue if they do everything that I teach them. So it's really, really exciting. It's a lot of business structuring and stuff, which if I'm giving brain freeze to some of the people because they're so right-brained, it's okay. It's really step-by-step. And not every single one of my students did that because they just go at their own pace. Some of them just want to focus on launching, and that's all they do, and then the next step, and then the next step, and then the next step. So there's just a lot of support available for all of that. So in order to support them on a weekly basis, we do the live coaching call, and I answer each and every question during those calls. We all interact. It's like a happy family. The energy is just awesome. You get total access to other students so that you can interact with them as well, and we do that every week. And then I give you a mock interview kind of a thing right before your launch so that you're comfortable and, you know, you can deal with the energy. And we do some mock healings and some, you know, whatever you're going to be doing live, we do some of that on the coaching call with other students. So you kind of, by the time you launch, my other students have told me that they don't feel the anxiety because they know me so well by then that it to them it feels like they're just chit-chatting with a friend. So I'm interviewing them, and I know them so well. And, Amy, this is so critical that a lot of telesummit hosts don't know how to bring out the best in the speaker. And usually if the speaker is experienced enough, they will tell the telesummit host, these are the questions I want you to ask me. But if you're new, you don't even know what your, you know, the real gems are that you want to be hitting on. So by that time that I've done all these coaching calls with them, I get to know them really well, and I'm able to really make them shine. And I help them craft interviews where they can go and deliver a winning interview every time, no matter what level of expertise the telesummit host has. So that's also very important. These are just some of the features that we cover in the coaching. But basically, by the time you are done, if you're launching in 3 to 4 months, you are ready to become a rock star on telesummits.
And I can I think so. I'm looking through everything. I just wondered when you're coaching them how to do the interview, does that happen during the coaching calls or is that the videos or when does that?
That's in the videos. In the one-on-one coaching they get with me, it's very valuable time. So we just really focus on creating the blueprint of their product. That's all we do in that. And then on the one-on-one, I cover just everything under the sun. I cover their marketing plans. I cover their interview strengths and, in the group coaching calls, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So they get to watch the video on the how to craft an interview because it's a very important aspect and they get to, you know, watch that module again and again until they have perfected it. But on the interview, it's funny because when they come to the coaching calls, I get to see their energy. I get to feel their energy. I get to see how they talk. I get to see how they show up on calls. And that's usually gold for me because that's a lot of feedback that I'm getting that I can actually coach them on. So I tell them, like, somebody could be really soft in their energy, and they need to kind of amp it up because when you're on these calls, you want to be excited, and it is exciting. Like, so I help them connect with, okay, You are about to step into the world. You are about to share your message with the world. This is what you were born to do. What do you feel in your body? And suddenly their voice changes like, oh, my God, I'm feeling so much excitement. And then it's like, keep that. Just connect with that. Bring that energy onto the interview, because if you are hesitant and scared, they're going to sense that. So you need to bring that energy with you that you're actually excited to finally be able to share your message. So I teach them how to do all of that, and, you know, how to kind of keep that in their voice. And if they have any kind of pet phrases and sentences that they need to lose, then I very lovingly point that out as well, you know. So, like I said, it's a fun group. We have fun. It's very loving. Everybody's supportive of each other. And one of the best things is because it's all energy healers, right? So they start swapping services. They can offer and, you know, kind of do trades and give each other testimonials as well. So it's really just really a lot of fun. One of the things that I really help people do is connect with the healers that can help you get over your fears just when you're about to launch. So they work on each other for that as well. It's really cool. A lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And like I said, I'm good friends with two of her two students, and they have just raved. I mean, literally never one bad thing, not even a tiny complaint, not even like a smidgen of a complaint, but kind of over the top raving about how glad they are, how this is the best decision they ever made, how, you know, it changed their lives. I've heard it many, many times, and how much they love Irem and how, you know, she's an angel, and they're just thrilled because they were really ready. They were so ready to step up and so ready to take their message to a large, but you, so difficult to just, how do you even begin? I mean, most people don't even know where to begin, and this is like the best place to begin. If you can begin here, just definitely do it. So I want to ask two more questions. Who would you say, like, if you could kind of give 5 points of who you think, like, what is your typical profile of someone who really succeeds with you in the TSSC coaching? And then I also want to ask, who does not succeed? You know, who, because I know you're picky. You don't take just everybody. It's, you know, it's a, you, correct. You don't, you know, you're very careful. So can you tell us who it's really for, and then, like, who is it not for?
Yeah, sure. And that's really why, and by the way, thank you so much for all those nice comments. And I am just blessed because this TSSC has just been the joy of my life. I've just been able to get to know such amazing people who have become my friends, and to watch them when their lives change, it's just so rewarding for me. It just makes me cry. It's just such an amazing, amazing feeling to see them. You know, these beautiful hearts that have been stuck in this lack, and to see them just flourish and have all that financial abundance, it's just been such a huge joy. And one of the reasons, yes, is because I am very picky about who I pick for this coaching. And it's because if I am not 100% sure that I can serve this person in the best possible way, then I you know, refuse to take them into the program. Mm-hmm. So because a lot of it is, a lot of the success is hinging upon their launch on my TEL Summit and some of the biggest TEL Summits in the industry, I have to have a person that's going to be suitable for those types of TEL Summits. And by the way, as huge as TEL Summits are, the largest one really are energy healing TEL Summits. So that's number one. A person has to be energy healer. There has to be some kind of energy work involved. I did a few tests in the past where I took you know, kind of like psychologists and psychotherapists, and let them be a part of the program, and that did not work. And so I do not take people that don't do energy work. That's number one. Number two, I should be able to package you for a TEL Summit. I should be able to package your services for a TEL Summit. So, for example, if you only do hands-on work and it cannot be delivered over the Internet or remotely, or through an MP3, then we really can't help you, because we're talking about a global audience. Most of these people are not going to be in your town. I'll be surprised if there's even, you know, unless you're in California and stuff like that, there won't be people from your town. You'll have people from all over the world, though. It's just amazing. So
does that include if you have, like, a physical product, like if you need, you know, like say I'm just going to use like a oils, essential oils. This is for digital products, really, not physical products as well.
That's a great question. I have never had anyone that had, you know, like absolutely amazing physical products. Of course, there is still, I don't know if Caitlin Keat has ever been on your Tell Summit, and she's one speaker that still sells a lot of physical products. But her products are incredible. They are just incredible. And she has a huge reputation in the industry for what she does. So she's still one of those people that can sell physical products. So if there is something that you do which is unique, has created incredible results, and you think that it would be a good idea to talk to me about it because it's a physical product, go ahead and talk to me about it. That's not a definite no. It could still It could still work. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I interrupted your flow there.
No.
Talking about people. You have to be able to be packaged on a summit. That was where you were.
Yeah. So yeah, that's basically it. Whatever you do, as long as we, you know, there's energy work involved, and. I do want to make a clarification here. It's not just energy work. I also have worked with, and we've had TSE students that were just brilliant at doing past life readings, at doing Akashic readings, at doing, you know, clearing karmic bonds and stuff like that. So, again, I still consider that to be kind of like in that spiritual healing, energy healing kind of category.
Yes,
but if you don't do, so in other words, some woo-woo is required.
At least one woo. But there's got to be a woo in there.
Yeah, there's got to be woo in there. And that's great. That's a welcome change, because most of the time you're probably used to being told, oh, no, that's too woo-woo. So here we want woo-woo. The more woo-woo you are, probably the more desirable. And if you don't even have one woo, then we can't help you. Sorry.
Okay.
Yep.
And then I also, I think your students generally have in common, they know they are good. Like there's not like, I'm working on it. I'm not seeing the results I want yet. But these, they get results with what they do currently, right?
Well, this is a great question too, because interestingly, I had, the lady I mentioned who was trying to lead with another modality, just naturally gifted, was amazing. Wasn't too sure, though, if she was good at it yet. She kept thinking, she needed to work on it more. Now, what we do require is a minimum 6 months to a year, actually 1 year experience. But you should be working with energy or working with spiritual healing for at least 1 year. You need to have had that practice. If you have been doing it longer, awesome. But at minimum 1 year. But you could actually...
This isn't for someone who's just wanting to get into energy healing and thinks it sounds good.
No. And see, this lady I mentioned, she actually had great testimonials. People were constantly telling her she was amazing because they were getting amazing results. She just had a little bit of fear about herself. So I hope I answered it correctly. It's not like if you think you just kind of do it part-time and you sort of think you're good at it, but and you don't, you know, sometimes people tell you it's good and majority of times people have the comments, then this is not for you. This is for you when you know there's a passion inside of you. You know you have to share this gift. You will know it then. Yes, this is it for me. So.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So what's the next step? So if someone's listening and just knows that they are ready to share their gift, like you just said, what would the next step be?
Well, let me first talk about the fee. Let me first tell you what the fee is, because a lot of people want to know what the fee would be for the coaching program. And I have even taken it to $20,000. Amy, in the past, where $20,000 was the coaching fee. And people were still happy to pay it. However, I realized that a lot of people were not able to get into the program because that was just too expensive for them. They just didn't have the money. If they had it, they would have done it, but they just didn't have the money. And I had to say no to a few people that I really, really wanted to get into the program. Since then, I have changed it. Now the model is that if you are good, when I talk to you, if I determine that, yes, you are good and you have this gift that needs to be shared with the world, we will work with you. We'll make sure that, you know, one way or the other, you are able to get your message out. The fee right now has been reduced to $5,000, and it's more like a partnership, you know, because now it's about, okay, let's get you into the program where it's affordable for you, and then as soon as we can, we launch you so that you can start making money and start paying that off, and you're in a partnership where you have trusted in me, now I'm trusting in you, and we're going to be taking you to other telesummits and booking you on other telesummits, and then later on even investing more time with you and taking it further for you even than that. So that has been working beautifully. And because the energy is just in balance. It's, if you are going to trust me and you're going to invest in me, then I'm going to invest in you. So that has been just beautiful and it's very fulfilling for me. So $5,000 is the cost of the program. But if you don't have $5,000, then don't be discouraged because the down payment is $2,500. So you have to have a minimum of $2,500 to get started. And, you know, and if that is going to take you a little bit of time to get started with that, I have given sometimes, you know, even lower payments or scholarship in the beginning to start. But you have to, you know, then it's really, we have to decide that, okay, this is something that we really, really want to do. So that's what you have to understand that the program is, that's the fee. And I am the only crazy person in the industry that I know of that offers a 100% guarantee. So if you, you have a year in which, to, you know, recoup this investment, if you don't recoup your investment with me, I will refund the balance. Excuse me. So I do that, Amy, because it's a huge thing for me that somebody is trusting me with their money. And I know that majority of energy healers are not doing well financially. So it's an even bigger deal for them. I've had healers, students that actually, you know, took out their savings. They put money on credit cards and oh my God, it's like such a huge, responsibility for me. So because of that, in order to always keep myself in integrity and to make sure I'm very super cautious about taking people into the program, that's why I have the guarantee. If you're not successful, then it's, you know, my behind on the line. So I like keeping it that way.
So yeah, when I found out about that guarantee, I was like,
she's crazy.
Yeah, well, you're crazy, A. I don't think you're crazy because I know you deliver the goods. But I was thinking someone listening would be crazy to not to at least discuss this with you because if you're, it's not going to cost you anything, you know, it's going to, you're going to put your time and energy and effort into it, of course. But if you're not out any cash and cash is your problem right now, you're not, and you want more income, then it, that's like a no-brainer for me. I mean, of course you have to be good. You have to be marketable. So it's not like, oh, everyone who applies gets in, but, you know, I think it would be worth the discussion for sure.
Absolutely.
I think it's an amazing offer. And I mean, seriously, I know the numbers and I know these are my friends. So it's, this is not any, there's nothing underhand here. There's no hidden loopholes or anything about where she tries like, oh, but I didn't tell you if your name ends in a Y, you don't get the guarantee. Like there's nothing like that. It is,
yeah,
it is all completely above board and everyone who has been accepted into the program has been thrilled.
Yeah.
So,
and until December of 2014, I could actually boast that we had 100% success rate. I had never had to return anybody's money. But in December of 2014, I actually had to do my first refund, my only refund, because remember I mentioned that I had taken in someone who was a psychologist. She didn't do any energy work. Just a wonderful sweetheart of a person. I just absolutely adore her. But because she did not do any energy work, we were not able to promote her as well as we could have onto the summit circuit. So I had to refund her money. But other than that,
and now you, and now you don't take psychologists.
Yes, no, that was a lesson learned. So we don't take psychologists. Yeah. So
cool. Okay. So it's okay. So now that you kind of understand
more
about
the
yeah, what is the next step?
Well, the next step is that you have to reserve your spot to talk to me, because I have to decide whether you're going to be a good fit. If you, you know, from this webinar, from this talk, you should be able to decide whether you're a good fit or not. And if you think, then the next step is to talk to me and tell me why you think you're a good fit. And you can do that by clicking on that yellow button that says reserve your spot. It's a $200 token that you take to talk to me. And now, here's the interesting thing, Amy. When we open, admissions to the coaching program is the only time that you can get in. Once we close it, you can't get in. So that's number one. A lot of times I get people asking me, hey, how can I just, can I just get a session with you to discuss product creation? And even experienced speakers that have been on Tell Summits and are making Tell Summit rounds will try to kind of like either pull in a favor or say, I'll pay you. And can you give me an hour of your time to discuss product creation? And I don't do that. I'm very busy, and it's just something that's reserved for the coaching program. So the only time that you can get a hold of me to discuss product creation is through this token, actually, outside of TSSC. So when you reserve your spot for $200, not only do you get to find out if you can be a part of Tell Summit Superstar Coaching, I will also give you, at the very minimum, I'm going to give you ideas on what to do, either to grow your business or to grow your list or to, you know, package yourself a little bit differently. You will get your money's worth during that hour with me. So if I tell you, no, I'm very sorry, we can't take you into the program, I have never had anyone ask for a refund for the $200. I'll be happy to refund it if you think I just wasted your time for an hour. I'll be happy to refund it, but that's never happened. If you do get accepted into the program, the $200 are credited towards your down payment. So it's really a win-win.
Yeah, it's her time is very coveted, I will say, on this product creation thing. It's very well known in the industry that she does excellent at this. So now, would someone saying, oh, I just want this product creation thing, do you want them to go ahead and do the token, or is it only if they're serious about getting into the program?
Yeah, please. Oh, thank you for reminding me that's the request I want to make, that please take this token if you're serious about getting into the program. Don't try to take it just to try to, you know, get my advice on product creation. That is not what I'm, you know, what this is for. And because we're launching admissions, I'm going to have a lot of requests for one-on-one sessions. And this is only for people that are thinking about getting into the program. If you have financial issues, email. When you take the token, you can send us comments that this is what I'm doing, Iram, and I just don't think I can come up with this kind of money. What is my, you know, I'm just letting you know up front. When you take the token, we're going to send you a form that you need to fill out, and it's just basic information about you. And that's going to tell me a lot, too, that whether, you know, we should go ahead with the session or not. So even in that, we can make the decision, and, you know, if it seems like this is not going to work out, and the session has not been taken, I will give you credit back for that $200 as well. So it's just really very open, very, you know, mm-hmm. transparent, very authentic, just making sure that the energy is right and we are, you know, not abusing anybody's time or energy. I certainly do not want to do that
yeah.
to others.
And so if you're not sure, if you think, maybe I could be good on Tell Summons, I'm not sure, the first step would be to buy the token and put that information in the form and in the comments. And then if it's a definite no, this isn't going to work, you'll get your money back on the token.
You won't get the session.
You won't have the session, right. They'll cancel the purchase and you'll get your money back for it. But then if she's thinking, okay, this is a possibility, then you have the consultation with you. And during that consultation, is that when you do the product creation blueprint?
The actual product creation blueprint is when you're part of TSSC.
Oh, okay. So they're going to have another one-on-one
program. Yeah, that's another one. That's very detailed. That's like 2.5 hours. That's part of the coaching program. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and you get that after your down payment is made. Yeah.
Okay. So the first session will be about whether you're a good fit, what can what you can do for them, what you see for them, what your vision is, and where you could take them, help them go. And then after they're part of the program, then they'll have a long session with you for the product blueprint.
Yeah. So I'll explain it again, that the token is basically you and me trying to see if we're a good fit for each other. That's what it's for. And during that 1 hour, yes, I usually give up so much information that people feel like, wow, I got so much value, I can't even believe it. So, you know, I will make sure if I'm going to say no, you can't be accepted into the program, I make sure that they get a lot of value for their hour. Because I'm really grateful that I'm even getting to spend time with you, and I know how busy everybody is. So I make sure that you get your money's worth. And if you feel like, no, this was just a waste of time for me, then just let me know and I'll be happy to refund the $200. The other thing I wanted to mention, this was funny, it's just I remembered. If you, because a lot of people think they're, I'm never going to be able to do a good interview on a TEL Summit. And it's actually, really, if you really started paying attention to the interviews, a masterful host is actually able to make every single speaker shine. And I got this on one of the tokens. This is a healer that has now become very well known on TEL Summits. I'm talking about Mary Beth Vanderlinden. Became a good friend. She's a sweetheart, just a really sweet lady. And she just thought, there's no way I can do interviews. There's just no way, but I'll take the token to talk to you. And it was funny. And, you know, I taught her some techniques on how she can actually, because she's just not a speaker. You know, she's not a speaker. But she is a healer. She's very good at what she does. So I just taught her what are the things that you can do during those 90 minutes on the TEL Summit that will make you shine. So she's an example where she thought she was not going to be good, but she turned out to be really good. So, if you're feeling...
Yeah, crafting that interview, because I... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, please, go ahead.
I would just say crafting that interview is so important in knowing what... you know, often you do a sample of your work on the call, and that's really, you know, what people want to know is how good are you mm-hmm. at what you do. And you can kind of build all the other stuff really easily. So if you can, mm-hmm. you know, demonstrate that on the call, that will do a lot of the heavy lifting for you and it get results for people listening. Just like everyone here who's listened to TEL Summits, when you get a great experience and you go through a process with the healer, you are very interested in their product. And it's not like, well, you know, they didn't modulate their voice enough. You know, you're not dissecting their, you know, critical speaking abilities. You're most experienced, interested in the experience and how sincere they are and, you know, whether you resonate. And that's what Irem's so good at helping bring out in you. So that you'll feel comfortable.
Yeah. And you know, it's really simple, Amy, because if you think about it, why are you listening, the listener, why are you listening to this TEL Summit? It's not really because you're trying to, learn interview skills. You're actually listening because you've got some kind of a need that you think we can solve. We can address that. And that's what every listener is doing. That's what every buyer ever does, is they are there for themselves. And that's kind of what the mindset I help my students come into the call with, is how can I help these people? What are their main needs? What are their burning desires? And how can I help them? And once you're able to communicate that you have the ability to do that, that's all people care about. They really don't – I mean, I've had speakers that had very strong accents, which, by the way, I'm hesitant to take people with very strong accents now. But I've had some that were exceptionally good at what they did. And people still – they said that, you know, I can't understand too well, but I still want to buy from her because this is my problem and she can solve it. So it's really very, very interesting that people are there for what they need from you. And if you can deliver, they will buy from you. Simple as that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So true. And I know I interrupted you a few seconds ago. Is there something else you want to add, or do you want to go to questions from our listeners?
No, let's take questions. That would be a lot of fun.
Okay. So I'm actually going to take live callers. I do have one person with their hand raised, but *2. On your phone, will raise your hand, and also you can write in on the question and answer form, and I will read those off as well. Let's just start with one Q&A. I am not good with technology. I don't know how to drive people to my website, and I can't afford to hire anyone yet. So this is kind of on topic, do you have any suggestions?
I am not good with technology, and I don't know how to drive people to my website.
Right,
well,
and I can't afford to hire anyone yet.
That's fine. I wish they had written about what they actually do, what kind of work do they do. Driving people to your website, technology, all of those things are handled through the program. Like I said, we sent so much traffic to a couple of these people that were launching that their websites actually crashed. And Lynn actually is pretty technical. She's pretty tech savvy, so it wasn't like she had a, less than quality kind of a website. It was pretty good quality, but it still crashed. So we send a lot of traffic, and that's one of the things that happens when you launch on an interview. Actually, before you even launch, once your name goes up on our schedule, people start looking you up, they Google you, and if you have a website, they start connecting with you and they start opting in. It's just amazing the kind of traffic that Telesummits bring. It's huge. You know, you're talking about thousands of people that are really hungry for information. So during the interview, even before the sales begin, a lot of people start going to the website of the healer and they start opting in. So it's very common for me to see where, let's say, on a very, very conservative day, if they sold 100 packages, then only 100 people should show up on the list, but actually they'll report back like, oh, my God, I had like 300 people sign up. And then pretty soon, within months, it grows to thousands. You know, Maya, Lynn, everybody that launched last year, this was towards summer and fall of last year. Within months, they now have about 2,000 or 2,500 on their list. So that's huge. And technology, she mentioned technology. All IT-related stuff that related to your product creation, product delivery, I apologize, not product creation, but product delivery, your sales page, the shopping cart, all of those things are handled by my team. The only thing you're responsible for is to create the product. So if it's going to be an MP3, you need to know how to create it, and you have to do it. And we'll give you some guidance on it, but it's still, you have to do that, and it's really, really simple. A lot of times, you don't even have to create MP3s if you're just going to be doing remote healing. Or, we launched Nikki Ray in fall of last year, and her program basically is she does these daily transmissions of energy for abundance. It's a 3-month program. And so there's not really any creation involved. So that's pretty cool. So
yeah,
don't let technology be a barrier. Yeah. Don't let it scare you.
And, like, one of the suggestions that a lot of your students do is, you know, part of the product is you can be on a Facebook group. So
mm-hmm.
you can, you know, they'll find you can use technology that way. It's a lot simpler because you don't have to worry about creating a group and doing all of that. You can just let Facebook do that and invite them into the group, and everyone can communicate that way. So there are a lot of ways around technology. I would even just say if you're saying, I just want to drive people to my website, people think that website traffic is a great thing. It's going to open up all kinds of doors. It only does when you know what you're going to do with them once they get there.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a
exactly.
path to work with you. So I personally, when you're starting out, I don't think trying to drive traffic to your website is the best strategy that you can be spending time learning. I think, you know, getting more like product creation and having different kinds of what we call like lead magnets or opt-ins or reasons that they want to join your list. I mean, there's other things you can be doing other than driving people to your website through just, you know, local.
Absolutely.
And of course, this program is. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that's what you're going to get because driving traffic that is cold traffic that's coming to your website, the quality of that kind of traffic is way lower than something that a Telesummit sends you because Telesummit listeners have heard you talk, and that's why they are opting in. So they are already convinced about you. They already like you. That's a whole different quality. And we have so many students that you don't always have to be doing Telesummit interviews to make, you know, in order to make money. They're just doing all kinds of things with their list now and creating over $10,000, $12,000 a month because of the, you know, kind of like continuity programs, doing monthly classes, stuff like that. There's so much you can do, and it's all covered in the coaching program. And that's where you get to have me on those one-on-one, weekly classes in a group setting, but you get to discuss your business, like, okay, so how do I do this, and what do I do? And you get a lot of feedback. Every single one of my students will tell you all the stuff that they're doing on the side was because of the advice they got from the coaching program. So there's just tons of things you can do.
Okay, let's go to the phone line. Okay, we have one person with their hand up. This is a quiet group. Usually there's I guess because I never take live callers. They're not used
to it.
They're not used. Hold on 1 second. Okay, New York City, Jay in New York City.
Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hi, Irem. It's Jeannie Greer. How are you?
Oh, hi. How are you? Jeannie's a listener from my Tell Summit. You're here, too.
Yeah, not only a listener, but I'm a healer. I'm a practitioner. I just finished a whole big radio show with David Clark, or David Cowdery, however, whichever way you know him. I've done telesummits. And I'm the one who wrote the question. I couldn't find love myself, love my life, because I forgot to write .com. Tell us something.
Okay.
So I'll
okay.
go back
right.
to
Here's
Google and
okay.
do it.
Oh, cool.
I'm interested. My
awesome.
Pendulum says no, but I am interested.
Okay.
And it is not a financial thing. I do send you my blogs from my website every month. And I have a very specific way of working with people. I am guided completely by Source and the entire angelic forces.
Cool. That
the home is Bucha.
Now, so I know that you listen to a lot of the Tell Summit calls. You're pretty familiar with the way products are and stuff, right? So
yes.
you feel that you're pretty comfortable with that. Okay, good. Yeah, so let's talk. I would love to talk.
We will talk, my dear. And, Amy, thank you for putting this together. Of course, I listen to you and Lynn, and I listen to Lynn. I'm one of Lynn's first sales.
You're a groupie? You're a Lynn groupie?
Cool.
Awesome. I understand. Yeah,
Lynn
she's
groupie.
Addicting for sure.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Well, thank you. That is awesome. Thanks for joining. I love your voice.
Thanks so much for, yeah.
Thank you.
That does help when you have an interesting voice, I think, on summits. Too.
Well, I'm also an author and an actor.
Wow. Ah, the actor. Uh-huh.
Ah,
yep.
I taught, ladies, wait a minute, I'll give you a quick background. I taught school in New York City first in Central Harlem, and then in East Harlem.
Wow. Okay, so you can talk in front of anybody. Well, awesome.
Therefore the voice, and I studied opera with Kurt Baum.
Okay. All right, well, definitely have that conversation with Irem. I think that's a partner show. Okay.
You got awesome. It. Bye,
okay.
girls.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Thank you, Jeannie.
Great. Okay, now we have, let's see, Naneen. Let me unmute you. Hello?
Hi. Hello?
Naneen?
Hi. Yeah, great information. I'm loving it. I'm unemployed, and I called into a show a while back because I felt like I needed to get a job, and I wanted to know if I had some blocks to abundance or whatever, because I'm a healer, and I've done many things to promote my business, have great testimonials, but I wasn't getting a lot of business. The guest speaker on the show said, "Oh, my gosh, you have so much love within you. I would refer people to you." And she actually went to my website, my healer website, and said the name of it on the air. So I got a few bookings from that. But what I learned from talking to her was that I have to quickly state what I do. And I have about 10 sentences, but I don't know how to filter it down. And I was wondering Aram, if you could give me some guidance about how to really say what I do without giving so much information more quickly.
What do you do? What's your name, honey?
Nanine.
I'm sorry?
Nanine. Like
Nanine,
Janine,
okay.
Only with an N. Yeah.
Okay. Nanine, what do you do?
I'm a healer. I get information from spirit, and I get to the root cause of their issues. I give them simple tools to use so that they can quickly transform, such as greater self-love, teach them how to let go, how to shift their thoughts, release what doesn't serve them, help them align with source. I work a lot with people with emotional issues. Divine Mother's with me very strongly all the time, but I have all kinds of higher beings of light that come through during the healings, whatever the person needs.
Okay, and you do this through love transmissions or energy transmissions? How do you do
that? I do in-person healings and mostly distance healings, either one-on-one, in group healings, special events.
The first thing I'm going to say, I mean, you can easily just, if you just said something like, I help people with their most stubborn blocks, I help heal those blocks through a transmission of divine love. Mm-hmm. Or you can say, I help people live their most fantastic lives by healing their most stubborn blocks through transmissions of divine love. You can say that. Now, having said that, I will say that this model that you have to deliver, you know, you have to get a person's attention, you have to say what you do in under 10 sentences and grab their attention and stuff, that's all coming from that model that you have to first convince people that what you do works and what you do is valuable. And that is a ton more effort than you need to do, especially I'm getting that for your energy, that's not exactly in alignment. You need to be able to just do what you do and just, you know, go with it. So again, I know there's a lot of great business teaching, and I've taken quite a few of it, you know, in speaker training and stuff too, that, okay, tell me, what do you do? What do you do in under 10 sentences? And even my speech is just getting recrafted all the time because I keep changing. I do all these things. There's 10 different things I do. So depending on the situation, if I'm amongst healers, I might talk about what I do with the coaching program. If I'm with, you know, other people, I might talk about how my telesummit helps them. So there's different things that I do, and I'm not going to limit myself and box myself into an explanation because that's what that old model is saying I must do. I don't do that. So I don't want you to feel that you need to do that either, because I feel that boxing you is not the right thing to do here. So have you considered, do you think the coaching program is a possibility for you? I'd love to talk to you and experience your work and see if you're a good fit for the program.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I'm unemployed and I'm looking for a job because my healing work hasn't been paying, you know, a little bit here and there, but...
How long
That's
have you
a challenge
been doing
for
it?
Me. I've been doing it since 1999. Yeah, I have awesome testimonials, like I said.
So just see if you can talk to me, and then we'll see. We'll talk about it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I've had people that were unemployed that have come into the program. So that's happened before.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling me.
Thank
you. I would agree with that too. I'm gonna put you back on mute. Why is that not working? Okay, there we go. I would agree with that. I think that is an older model, and it's something I was taught years ago as well. And I don't think it's applicable. It's just like, you know, business 101. It's like, okay, we'll start here, and then you go from there.
It comes across very unauthentic because it's rehearsed, and it just feels very unauthentic.
Yeah. Right, but I think what you said about what you know, concentrating on how you help people, that needs to be part of, you know, whenever you do want to discuss it, because you will get asked, what do you do? I think focusing on the outcome for the person is really important. Okay, so let me go back to, again, star two if you want to raise your hand to come on the line live. Let's see. This is Jen. It is true what Irem said about selling too much or too little. I listened to a program with a big name speaker, and she talked for 45 minutes about her products, and I got bored. but I didn't have the money to purchase them, so it felt like a big waste of time. If she had mentioned them briefly, I would have kept it in mind for later reference. Instead, I wondered why she had to push so hard if she really was so successful. Okay, yeah, so you can experience, you know what she's talking about from listening. Anna in Kent says, before we get on a radio show, and I'm not sure if she's meaning a true radio show or if she's calling this a radio show, do you have any suggestions as to what we can offer to keep a money flow going instead of constantly having to attract a new client for healing?
That's the whole TSSC program.
Yeah, in a nutshell.
That's exactly what we teach you. Before you even get on a show, you know, the whole concept is to get you on TeleSummits. This is the whole concept. TeleSummits are like the best kept secret in the industry. Even the listeners don't understand how much money TeleSummits make or how huge they are, the impact that they have. So to get you onto that kind of a platform is going to catapult your career, where you may need to do, you know, years of work and product creation and attracting traffic and all that stuff. On TeleSummits, it can literally happen overnight, and it has happened overnight for so many of the speakers that I've coached. So that's what we're trying to get you, so that once you launch, you have enough people in your personal list. So if you decide not to do TeleSummits anymore, you can just, using that list, you can just, you know, have a decent income coming from that. Where, when I say decent income, I mean where you're not having to do this as a second job or having to take a second job to support your income from here. This should be the only source of income for you is your healing practice. It's totally doable. And this was never possible for light workers before. Now this is possible. It's just huge how things are shifting. People are moving towards self-development. People are discovering alternative healing, and the numbers are just growing and growing and growing. So light workers are in this really unique position of helping people, and now people are seeking them, whereas it used to be they had to seek out clients. You're just really missing the boat if you're not on TeleSummits. It's as simple as that. You're missing the boat. And I wanted to point out, Amy, that there's a reason why these big names like Deepak Chopra and Oprah, they did a summit together. Why do you think that's happening? Why are these really big names doing TeleSummits? Deck Hanfield, Arielle Ford, Marcy Shymoff, these are big names. And you will see them either routinely visiting TeleSummits as guests or they're doing TeleSummits. Why do you think that's going on? There's a reason. So
yep, they know.
You need
they
to get on them.
Here's another question from Grace. Hi, Irem, great call. You said people need a year of energy healing experience. Can this be local, such as pet therapy, or must the experience be online with the applicant's own website?
No, it can be any kind of experience. And I do like pet healing, by the way. So it can be anything that you've been doing. And if you've only done local work, but you think with my help you will be able to do this online, great. It doesn't have to be previous online. The reason why we ask for experience is because we don't want, like what Amy was saying, we don't want an energy healer wannabe to come into this program. They may have money and they think, yeah, I want to do energy healing and I want to make that my career. We request that you please work on your energy healing techniques for at least a year before you come into this program. The reason being, I have found that whichever modality or certification you have a unique way of using your own gift. You will do things differently than what you were taught by your own teacher. So that's what we're looking for. We're looking for what is uniquely your gift, and that is what we want to share with the world.
And you do discover that with time, for sure. I know that in my own case.
Yeah,
you know,
mm-hmm.
You definitely get your own style. And that's important on the TeleSummits, is that you have your own style. Okay, Sherry asks, how long do we have to decide to book the appointment?
Okay, that's a great question, because I just remembered that I forgot to make an announcement that
if you, because this is the first time we're actually opening admissions to TSSC to other than my summit. I have never offered this to another group, so Amy's the first one that I brought this to.
Thank you. So you're
welcome. If you are going to take advantage of this opportunity, you get your token and you get an appointment and you get accepted into the program, we will give you not one guaranteed spot on From Heartache to Joy, but two. So that's a huge bonus here that you'll be able to get two spots on From Heartache to Joy. Yeah. As far as the time limit is concerned, I don't know how long Amy's going to be able to run it. We are going to be closing admissions at the end of the month. And before that, it's going to be opened on my summit. So I don't know, Amy, I guess maybe a week?
Yeah,
is that what we've got?
Kind of know and just trust that, like, the result you're going to get out of talking to Irem for the consultation is going to be worth it for sure. It may, you know, who knows what you're going to learn, but she is going to tap into you, your energy, your abilities, and help you in your business no matter what. And like she said, if you feel like it wasn't worth your time, you get a refund. So if you can use a consultation of an expert, I would say trust yourself. You probably know right now whether you should do it and whether you're just maybe a little nervous, a little scared, and that's what's holding you back. Or you might feel like, you know what, this sounds great. I haven't been working at this a year. I'm going to work longer, and then, you know, hopefully there'll be another announcement that the group is opening up. We don't know when that will be, but that, you know, if that's what you're getting, then trust that. But if you're getting a yes, just do it.
But that's it. It's absolutely right, Amy, because the other thing that's going to be happening is I'm going to be opening up the admissions to my own group through, you know, to my own TelSummit, and I usually get bombarded with tokens that, you know, people want to talk to me. And I'll get booked out. So that's another thing, too. Because you taking the token does not mean you're going to get an immediate appointment. It just depends on when the available slot is, how many people were able to get in before you. And then if I open it up to my Tel Summit, there's going to be lots of people that want to talk. So it'll get booked out. And you'll have to
good
wait.
Good point. So will you send them a link to your calendar, or how does that work once they buy the ticket?
I like to schedule those myself. I don't even let my assistant handle those typically. I don't know how many we'll be getting from your group and how many then from my group, so I may have to let my assistant handle it. But because they're, you know, so critically important, I usually space them out where I don't get burned out too much. So I will be doing the appointments.
Okay.
It's not a calendar.
Okay. All right. Okay. Anyone else? And I don't see any more hands raised. So, Irem, anything else you want to say in closing?
Yeah, I just want to say in closing that I really want to encourage you, if you're listening, whether you're listening live or listening to the replay, and you think that this really is something that you want to do, if you're getting, you know, something synchronistic happened, and how you open up this email, because I get that from so many of my students that I wasn't even looking at the email and there was a green light around the email. And then I said, okay, I got to open this. Why is this green light there? It's so funny. Like, they were being nudged by their guides, almost like, I don't have the money. And the guides are saying, just do it. Just talk to her. Just do it. So it's so funny. So if you are getting any of those indications, that is a sign that perhaps this is the right time for you. And maybe the fears are just blocking your way. So I would love to talk to you about that. And may or may not be the right time. We'll find that out. But at least we'll have a lot of fun during the call, and you'll get a lot of value. And I just hope that if it is the right time for you, that you really step up to that. Because I told Amy, I am on fire. I am so stoked. This is my mission for 2015, is to not only shine my own light brighter, but also to help everybody else shine their light brighter. Because the moment I connected with that vision, things started to shift business-wise, in my personal life. And I'm talking about, this is like, what, 15th of January, and it's already changed so much. It's amazing. So I know I'm on the right track when I say this year is about bringing in more light. It's just really supporting light workers, and I'm very serious about it. And I have a huge goal to really, really serve light workers in a big way in 2015. That's my contribution. Your contribution is going to be up to you. You're going to decide how ready you are to contribute to your own light and to how to support the planet, because, you know, it's needed. The planet needs us. So we've all got to be like, okay, step up the game now. Let's do it. And let's have fun doing it.
Yes, exactly. Let's have fun, and you will have fun with her. Cool. Well, thank you so much. I'm so glad you can answer all these questions, because I know I don't get as many as you, but I get these questions, and now I can, you know, I have a way to answer them, at least for right now, while the admissions is open. So awesome. Okay, everyone, thanks for spending your time with us, and let me know if you end up joining with Irem. And I was going to say, if you end up joining and it's a good fit for one of my two summits, definitely let me know. And for my self lover, my emotional eating summit, because a lot of her people are good fits. So, I don't typically do angel readings or like past life stuff. But a lot of energy work, people love the energy work. So, it's definitely a possibility. So cool. Okay.
Awesome.
Everyone have
Thank
a great
so
evening and, have fun with it. Bye bye.
Bye bye.